How do you prepare for the greatest event in human history? Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church here in Montgomery, Alabama, and I'm excited to welcome you to Fraser 365. In this study, we're asking what it looks like to truly and thoroughly prepare ourselves for the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It is our hope that you come to a deeper knowledge of the gospel as we're challenged and encouraged in the days to come.
You're listening to Day 4 of Preparation for Resurrection. Today's title is When You Fast. Richard Foster said, "Fasting must forever center on God. More than any other spiritual discipline, fasting reveals the things that control us." Our text today is Matthew 6, 16 through 21. "And when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces, that their fasting may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Notice that Jesus did not say, "And if you fast," rather he declared, "When." Jesus expected his followers to spend periods of time abstaining from certain foods or activities so that they could spend more time concentrated on seeking him. Notice what John Piper said about fasting. "Christian fasting, at its root, is the hunger of a homesickness for God. Christian fasting is not only the spontaneous effect of a superior satisfaction in God, it's also a chosen weapon against every force in the world that would take that satisfaction away. Ultimately, we fast simply because we want God more than we want anything this world has to offer." The purpose of fasting is to draw closer to God so that He can make a greater difference in your life. As you surrender something important over time, spiritual growth will occur as you focus more on Jesus and His prominence in your life. Fasting has a way of reordering priorities, redirecting plans, and redefining your life's purpose. It is through the struggle of fasting that God can strengthen your cravings for Him. Do you remember taking grammar tests in elementary school? Teachers would make us spell a word and write down the definition. Then, we would have to use that word in a sentence. You might be able to memorize the definition, but the true test is whether you understood how to use the word properly in a sentence. Likewise, spiritual disciplines were never meant to be just defined. The test of life will never be passed solely on definitions. It will take applying what you know that will determine how you grow. God intended spiritual disciplines to be put into practice so that they could make a difference in our lives. It's one thing to know the meaning. It's another thing to live out the message. Hopefully, as you practice the discipline of fasting, it will drive you to a more desperate dependence on your Savior. As you fast from the world and feast on His Word, you can discover His will. Jesus emphasized the difference between just talk and a Jesus walk with these words in Matthew 7, 21 through 23. "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles?' Then I will tell them plainly, 'I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers.' Rather than focus on what you are doing for God, focus simply on spending time with Him. As you seek Him personally, may you grow to know and love Him more. During this season with the Lord, may you move past just a definition of fasting to a deeper walk with God." Now here are some questions. What are your thoughts or concerns about biblical fasting? Is Jesus currently the central focus of your daily life? Why or why not? What activity will you fast from during this season? Or is there a daily meal you can skip to spend more time with the Lord? Thanks for joining us today. Blessings on you.